dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream.
Hi, and welcome. This is Debbie Dashinger. Such a pleasure to be with you, and thanks for tuning in. This, as you know, is my 10th year in broadcast, and in celebration of that, I am bringing on people that I really want to have conversation with and that I want to share with you the level of conversation that's possible and the level of living and beingness that we're all being called to in these very interesting times. So welcome to the show, and thank you again for joining. Thank you for supporting me for a decade in this. I want to say one of my dreams that I'm creating come true is coming up in a few weeks. I am taking my test for Italian wine specialist. Last year, I got certified in Spanish wines. I have this great love of wine. I'm not always sure where it's leading, but I am just showing up for the next right thing. And I have to be honest, I get anxious about the test. It's true. I have to study as hard for these tests as I did when I was at USC in college. It is that level, that magnitude. They're not joking around when they certify you or they don't. So just send me blessings for this test. I am studying. I am working on it. And yes, I'm drinking it too. So it's a really fun thing to be pursuing. And I think in light of that, and maybe other things, you know, so many people are in this number one year of birth, right? Birth is 2017 is a number one year. So that means birth. But often getting through that canal is a little difficult. The birth canal is tough for some people. I do want to share just a little about anxiety and what's possible to live in the healing of that, right? So the opposite of that, so that we can actually create what we prefer. Because when we dare to dream, the really important thing is, of course, to create those dreams. Doubt is one of the greatest naysayers. And even though we may hear it on the outside or see it on the outside, the greatest doubt, that is a dream killer, always lives between our ears. So see what resonates for you, because if you've got doubt about something you want to do, be, experience, know that it is not only possible, but you were given the dream because you have the power to make it come true. Hard work, yes. Passion, yes. Commitment, yes. All of that for creating a dream. Support, awesome for creating a dream. You want to fulfill it, right? Certainty of outcome. Certainty is actually the antonym of the opposite of doubt. So certainty of the outcome is a secret ingredient. And when we're certain, we can relax into a sense of knowingness and faith. There's a beautiful passage that is in A Course in Miracles. And it says, quote, "Those who are certain of the outcome can afford to wait and wait without anxiety." This passage can give us a sense of power or potency, because we all long for certainty in our lives, but the world, our lives, it's filled with anything really but certainty on most days, because everything changes in a breath, in a moment's notice. And when we're creating a dream, we haven't fully seen it, yes, in the real-time world, in the hologram of right now. So we long for the certainty. And when we don't have it, a lot of people function out of a belief or an experience in fear or powerlessness or doubt. And again, that message, those who are certain of the outcome can afford to wait and wait without anxiety. That message is really meant to challenge a limiting belief. That message is meant to encourage you to take on a new perspective, one that lets you learn to trust fully in a path and in a power greater than you. And if truly everything is oneness, we are all one energetically and atomically, then this must be so, because not only is there a power greater than you, but you are that as well. You are also that great power already. And when you let yourself dream big dreams, juicy, yummy, phenomenal dreams that are indigenous to you, and you learn to rely on your inner wisdom, you can receive, you will receive that gift of certainty. So that's what I want to leave you with right now, is the idea those who are certain of the outcome can afford to wait and wait without anxiety. Allow yourself that certainty right now. My guest today is world-renowned spiritual medium James Van Prague, who is a number one best-selling author of over a dozen books. His latest book is called The Power of Love, Connecting to the Oneness. He's known out in the world as a survival evidence medium, and he's got over 30 years of experience. James Van Prague regularly appears on national radio and television shows, including Oprah, Larry King Live, 48 Hours, The View, and many more. He's also the creator and executive producer of CBS' long-running TV series called The Ghost Whisperer, starring Jennifer Love Hewitt. And he has hosted his own internationally syndicated TV show entitled Beyond. James is heard on Hay House Radio on Tuesdays, and his UBN radio TV broadcast, Spirit Speaks, is on every Monday night. Recently, he launched the James Van Prague School of Mystical Arts, an online academy where students explore a wide range of spiritual topics, from mindfulness to mediumship. And if you want more information, visit him at vanprague.com. His last name is spelled PRAAGH.com, vanprague.com. James, welcome to Dare to Dream. It is so great to have you here.
Me, and I loved your little introduction, the words you were speaking. It was just so much in alignment with myself, and it was wonderful to hear that. So thank you for having me.
Thank you. And I am looking forward to our conversation on the power of love, and maybe we can weave some dreams in there. And I want to start with this. I love to research people before they come on, so obviously I did so with you. And I'm rather obsessed with this photo of you on your website. You're in this gorgeous purple shirt, immersed in water with your palms upwards. How did that picture come about?
Well, that's really interesting. I came about was I was interviewing different photographers, and a gentleman that someone recommended did 8x10 for, I can't remember, Craig, the James Bond guy, Craig, whatever, the Bond guy. And there was a photo there of him in a pool just like that. And I said, I really like that shot. So literally, I went to a pool this day of the shooting in a Hancock Park house in Los Angeles and literally went into the pool, and that's me in a pool. That was in Photoshop. That's me in the pool. And I just loved it because it's just such a, it just says so many different types of things. Well, you know, water is such a great energy, and it just says it all right there. I love that photo too, actually.
Yeah, so it's Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig.
I haven't seen his picture, but I've only seen yours, but it evoked so much in me, everything from being unique to the blue of the water and the purple of your shirt and the color of your eyes and the openness of your spirit and, yes, the conduit of water. And I was just like, oh, like everyone should have a shot like this. It says so much.
Yeah, yeah, I loved it. It does. It says so much. You can say exactly. It says so much.
And talking about dreams, 30 years in the business, you have created so much. I mean, you've been in the spotlight for a really long time.
I'm
curious.
Old.
What's that?
I said, yes, I'm old.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
not
been around
so
a while.
Much.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you've done really well when you think about how old you are right now. Really, you've been doing this since you were young.
Debbie, I'd rather do Italian wine tasting. I'd rather do that. That sounds like a lot of fun. I've been doing this for 35 years. I've been doing mediumship, spiritual mediumship, And I didn't want to start with this. I moved to Los Angeles from New York after I graduated with a broadcasting degree to do sitcoms. I wanted to be a sitcom writer because I thought I was pretty funny and I thought I'd make a living of it. Mm. And of course, how the spirit world works and how, you know, what our path is meant to be, sometimes it's obviously not clear to us. And I had to go through many, many different temporary jobs and all different types of things until, of course, someone once asked me, do you want to go see a medium? And I didn't know what a medium was. And I walked into this man's apartment in Manhattan Beach, California, and he said, you're a medium. And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I just want to be a sitcom writer. And he goes, no, you're going to help change the consciousness of the planet. And I said, huh? And again, to make a long story short, it did indeed happen where I started, really what I started doing was meditating. I started meditating and becoming aware of myself, the centeredness, the connection to our, you know, the source energy, if you want to call it. And I started doing that, and a little while after I started meditating, probably a few months, I started seeing colors and lights around people, knowing that as the auric field, and I'd see energy very clearly. And I remembered, oh, wow, that's what I used to see when I was a child, when I was a little boy. Mm. So it came back to me very, very clearly. And really, several months after that, I started doing messages, gave messages to coworkers. And that's really how it started, the very beginning.
So for you, creating dreams, has it, once you started saying yes to the path that was actually showing itself to you rather than the one you were pursuing, have dreams and manifesting them come easily to you? Or have you had challenges?
I think that it's so funny because there are many, many religions. And when I first was in Los Angeles, and I'm not really a religious kind of person, but I was drawn to Ernest Holmes, Science of Mind. And that really works, and that works a lot with my philosophy now, which is, I believe, as your show is all about, what you're about, is dreams are real, dreams can come true, because thoughts are things, and we create. I believe everybody is God, and we create. God creates always and always. We're creating, as we're sitting here right now, we're creating with that energy. So dreams are creating, and I think that that's who we are, just like you say. I think everybody has to have a dream to go for. But realize the thing that happens, this is interesting, Debbie, I think you'll appreciate this. When we're spirit, we are a soul being having a human experience. But when we leave this human vibration and go back home to the spirit level, to the spirit world, if you want to call it that, that works on a very fast vibration, a very fast frequency. So when you think of something, it can manifest immediately. And then we'll come down here to the physical world. We're still souls, but we're kind of locked into the physical limitations. So when we think of something we want it, we'll get it. But we have to realize that we're limited in time here, and we're limited in frequency. So we'll get it eventually, but it takes a little bit longer. And that's where faith comes in. You know, we have to trust and have faith. And I think we will. I've always known that I'd be well known in some way. I really thought it would be sitcom writing. But I always knew also as a young child, I'd be doing something important to the world, and I didn't know what it was, and I didn't know what that means, you know. So it's interesting now that now that I'm played out, and I see that, and I mean, it's just, it's beautiful. I think people have to realize that they have the responsibility, they have thoughts can come true, but I also think patience and faith and trust are important, and for people to realize that look at it like a flower. A dream is like a flower. It will evolve and nurture it naturally. It will come out naturally. We can't force it. We just have to have the realization of what we want, be very clear what our vision is, and then have faith and trust behind it, and never shift your vision. Because, you know, God says yes. We're all God. God says yes, but the ego says no, and that's the human part. So we always got to be involved with our God self, our creative self.
Oh, I love that illusion of the flower. That's really
calming. Isn't that great? It blooms naturally. You can't force a flower to bloom. It has to bloom naturally.
Nature has its own course. Dreams have their own course. And it's always a yes, but faith is the waiting.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. And you talk about you always knew. You always knew this was going to happen, that you were here to do some important work.
Yeah.
So you've written a book called The Power of Love. How has the power of love played out in your life? How has... love saved you or changed you?
Well, it's interesting with me because I wrote this book, Power of Love, after 34 years of doing this work as a spiritual medium, and I tell people I could never have written it before that because it really took all that time to really for me to fully understand and to be able to write this, from where I'm coming from. I believe, as I have done this work, that everything in life is really a series of choices. And all choices are based upon two things, either love or fear. And I believe that as we are natural God beings, the word God, the word love, are the same vibrational frequency. It's that energy, that God energy. We are all love. And when we step away from that awareness, we step away from love, then we're not going to be happy. We're not going to feel fulfilled because we start living in fear, which is fear, F-E-A-R, false ego appearing real. And we get into the ego part, we get into the judgment part, we really care what other people think of us, and we shouldn't, because nobody can love us more than we can love ourselves, because nobody knows us better than we know ourselves. And so love is that vibration, it's that energy that we all have. And I think love, this is a quick little story, a really cute story. It happened many, many years ago. I brought a group of people to Sedona, Arizona, to see UFOs, because that was a big thing then, UFOs. So we did that, and we at 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, and we all looked up at the sky at the top of this mountain, and we saw nothing. And then I heard spirit people say to me, you need to meditate. So we started meditating. And then 15 minutes after meditation, we all started seeing colors in the sky and these vehicles of some kind. And a man said to me in the group, you need to get communication if you can. And I walked out to this field and I opened myself up, and I could feel the energy coming down to a very simple human concept, and get this down to me. And I heard, we are from the Pleiades, and we do not understand one thing. You human beings have the concept of love all around you, the energy of love all around you, yet you don't use it. Why is that? Mm. And that's all they said.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's true. We have this sea of love all around us. It's the most incredible healing force of the universe, incredible power of the universe, and yet many of us tend to live in fear, limited consciousness, limited abundance, when it's really the opposite. We really are made from the opposite. Because the physical world's an illusion, you know. This is an illusion. This is not the real stuff. Well, love is the only thing that's real. Fear is an illusion.
Did you say something back when you heard that? Were you able to communicate?
No, I wasn't able, because it felt like a 767, like landing on the pin of a head of a needle, because it was such as I realized they were just trying to bring this down to my human consciousness, mm-hmm. but it made sense to me. It was just so profound in a way. It made so much sense. I was like, and it's true. So part of this book, I think, too, came from that experience. I had a near-death experience, and I think part of that also helped to write this book. So many, and I've been, you worked with my guides, spiritual guides, for years, hundreds of thousands of people from all over the world, done readings and messages for, and it's always through love that the spirit people come through, the love that we have for our loved ones, the love we have for ourselves. That's what makes everything come together. So it is a great power.
I love that you shared that, and I have to say, on a transparent note, I'm going through very interesting times right now, and I unexpectedly, a lot of big ticket items in life up. And it's uncomfortable. And I was finding myself this morning feeling uncomfortable, but also choosing, I'm not going to play out my day this way. This energy doesn't work for me.
Right.
So I just started doing some energy work on myself, and very quickly, what came up when I cleared some stuff was, Debbie, be kind to yourself. That's all you need to do right now. Everything's being handled. Just be of love to yourself. And that was so remarkable to me, because right in front of me was a lemon. And I cut it up into pieces and put some lemon in my water. And then I have beautiful candles in my place. And I lit a candle. And these little things were of love and kindness to myself.
Lemon clears energy too, sweetheart. Lemons clear the energy. So there you go. So your soul self knows exactly what it's doing. Everything is perfect just the way it is. But it's the human that gets in the way, the human and the control. And all. And, and when that happens to me, and I try to tell everyone, just start, take a breath, breathe, go with the flow of the breath, breathe in love, let go of fear, breathe in love. Like, got to go with the flow. Everything's moving. And it's also that, the radio dial, we can go to 88.9, which is fear, limited consciousness, loss of control, or you go to 106.7, which is love and joy and abundance. So where do we want to choose to put our thoughts every day? Where do we want to choose? Because like attracts like, and we're all magnets. So what we think will come real. So the more we start finding, we're falling back into that fear of stuff, go back into love. Find something about yourself you love. Look around your environment. Find something you love. Eat a lemon. Light candles. celebrate yourself, you know? Those are things we have to remind ourselves of.
So beautiful. And I know you talk in your book about meditation, and earlier you talked about meditating very early on. What is your form of chosen meditation? What works
for you? I have several different forms of meditation, and it really is, really meditation is just a focused awareness. So I love working with the breath. So the breath is wonderful. Love working with the breath, and it's really relaxing. But I also find I meditate when I'm watering the garden. I love to water the garden. I love to plant. I love to see a sunset. That's meditation. I love to pet my doggies. That, to me, is meditation. Mm-hmm. So it's a focused awareness. And with me, the meditation comes in a sense of, just like what you do all the time, you know, with love. So it's a feeling of loving awareness, focused loving awareness. And that's what it is. And it comes naturally. So, and it also helps us get back to that sense of mindfulness, that sense of being in the now. Because, you know, the past has already happened. There's nothing we can do about the past. It's already happened. The future is yet to be. So why worry about that and waste that energy? So all we have is this moment now. And it's really meditation helps us to just relax into this moment now, into the awareness of ourselves, the world that we're around right now, within our vibration around us right now. So it really does help to clear us, if you will, and bring us back to center. And I love that.
And that term, evidential medium, what exactly does that mean?
Well, an evidential medium is really a person, a medium who's someone who's able to receive energy from a higher dimension, so in the spiritual dimension. And when the spirit people, our friends, family, loved ones, come close to me, come close to a medium, what they do, and this is very interesting for people, that the brain dives at physical death, but the mind continues on. The mind is the soul, part of the soul. That's the soul self is the mind. So what the spirit people do is when they come down to this vibration to communicate with their mind, they will send thoughts, project thoughts, feelings, emotions, memories from their mind to my mind. So it's kind of soul-to-soul communication. And really what my job is to do is to bring through those evidential details, such as their names, how they passed over, how old were they when they passed over, the relationship, the hobbies they had in life, what their personalities were like. So it's really a survival, a proof of survival of consciousness, that the consciousness does move on, that there is no such thing as death.
There is such thing as death, and there is such thing as a medium who can provide the evidence and the communication that we all long for. Well, you're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. When we come back, we'll be speaking with James more about the power of love and how we can actually attract health, success, and happiness through the power of love. Get your free Dare to Dream Radio mobile app from iTunes. The app is called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. And join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. This is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Radiant Skincare is located on the west side of Los Angeles, and it's the best skin and body care clinic to pamper yourself. Their services are both for men and women. Radiant Skincare offers the latest in techniques and products. Your face and body are in the best hands, and you'll love what they do. Check Yelp for rave reviews about Molly at Radiant Skincare. Be sure to try their microcurrent facelift for a non-surgical, natural-appearing facelift. Go to Radiant Skincare, located at 17 1700 Westwood Boulevard in Los Angeles and get the best skin and body treatments available today. Call Radiant Skin Care at 310-696-9554. With rave Yelp reviews, call 310-696-9554. Mention Dare to Dream Radio and get 25% off at Radiant Skin Care. Just call 310-696-9554.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Learn at your desk teleseminars. Desire to fix your finances? Become a best-selling author? Execute your goals full circle from dream to done? Learn how to be interviewed on the radio for your business? Expert Debbie Dashinger teaches worldwide teleclasses. Her teleseminars receive rave reviews. Sign up for the teleclasses or receive the downloadable audios. Go to DebbieDashinger.com for your audio class now.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
I love my life. I am powerful. I am beautiful. I am free. I love my life. I am wonderful. I am magical. I am me. I love my life.
Wow.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. I'm interviewing James Van Praagh. Again, you can find out more about him and all he offers at vanpraagh.com. James, I want to start with this because it's discussed in your book. Your father, who has already passed away, you mentioned regularly visits you. Talk about the exchanges you've had with your father. What are they like? How have they helped you?
Well, this is an interesting one for with a lot of people that are probably listening to this. When I worked as a medium, and you mentioned in the introduction, I had a TV show called Beyond, and I had that for a little while, and he was home in New York, from New York, and he was bedridden, and he used to watch me every day on television do readings of people. And he said, I don't believe in this. You know, I don't believe in what you do. I know you're a good guy. You're my son. I love you. But I don't necessarily believe in life after death or this sort of a thing. And I said, that's okay, Dad. Just believe what you want to believe. And then he was in a hospital in New York, and he had pneumonia, and he was passing. And I was there to help him over, as my siblings were. And the moment he passed over, which, by the way, I saw himself out of the body right above his head, and it was really interesting. Then when he passed, the first thing he said to me was, he came back, and he said, oh, my God, you got it right. I'm alive. You're all right. Your mother is here to greet me. I'm 27 years old. I have a new suit. I found I have a sister I didn't know I had. She's here. And later we found out, indeed, my grandmother had a miscarriage or lost a baby. And that was true. And then since then, and that was 10 years ago now, but it's very, very interesting because many people think that the spirit people, once you pass in the spirit world, that they can teach you, that they know better, that there's an expansion of awareness. There is to a point, but they also learn from us down here on the earth. They'll observe us, watch us doing certain things, making certain choices and decisions. So my father has kind of been around me, and he would come in different times in my mind where he'd say, wow, that was a good job there, James. Good going. Oh, I didn't know about that. Oh, that's interesting. And he would also bring in a feeling sometimes of love to me. He wasn't able to express himself a lot of love when he was in the physical body, but now that he's in the spirit realm, he appreciates me differently, sees me differently, and I always, once in a while, will get this feeling of him and a strong sense of love. So I guess that would be the best way to describe it.
So does that mean then, at will, you can call in beings from the other side or spirit guides, unseen friends and angels, or is that something you actually have to wait for them to say, we're here, it's time?
Well, this is it, Debbie. So remember that everything is thought. Everything is thought. So thought is energy. So, if there's a clairvoyant that could look around you, they will see around you all of your thoughts in your auric field. The energy field around you contains all the thoughts that you have. Thoughts have a density, if you will, an energy, a shape, a color. So the spirit people hear and see your thoughts. So when we pray, we pray to a particular loved one that passed over, they receive your thoughts very, very loudly. So they'll hear you, and they'll come. They'll be right there. They're there when you call them. They can come to you if they choose. They have free will. They don't have to. But most of the time, they come in love, and they're around us as well. They can be in several places at once in that dimension. So they will be there for us. They're just a thought away.
Just a thought away.
Yeah.
I love that. Your book, Power of Love, your latest book, because you've written many, it's broken up into themes, which is pretty cool, and it's a very easy read. It's got real-life stories, and you offer solutions. What are you called to? I'd like to ask you for an example, but whatever you're called to share with us right now, what would that be? An example from your book.
I think that people have to don't look outside themselves for the magic to happen, to believe, to dream in themselves, their own desires and wishes, that everything they need is within themselves because, as I said before, we're all God. We're all that creative energy, and our dreams can come true, are meant to come true, if we just believe in ourselves and love ourselves. And that's really important. I think that when we start using our thoughts in a way where you work from a vibration or an awareness of a God, God-like, that we are God-like, we are loved, we are love, and we keep on putting ourselves into that awareness of the mindset of love, things start happening quickly. Love is the fastest vibration there is, so it moves very, very quick. Things move faster. The more you love, it moves faster and faster. We've got to deal with the physical limitations, but love certainly helps to speed things up, where fear slows things down. So fear is the opposite. Fear limits us. So love is who we are. So the more we have that relationship with love, with our God, love, God, same thing, then the more things can manifest. And we have to remember that our soul self, our higher self, if we will, knows what's right for us, knows what's right for us. And for a lot of people, it's hard to let go of control. We want to control mm-hmm. things. And I should say to people, the real truth is we have no control. We can't, and all the people listening out there saying, oh my gosh, I thought I had control. And they're freaking out right now, which is fine. Because really what it is a control. You can't control other people. You can't control people's thoughts. You can't do that. But what you can control is how you respond to people, how you respond to energy, how you respond to what people say, do. That you can respond to. Are you going to use that? Are you going to judge it? Or are you going to love it for who they are? So you got to love people for who they are, where they're at. And instead of judging them, just realize where they're at. Yeah.
So what I hear you saying is power of love, if you're using love, it will attract the health, the success, the happiness. The good stuff comes magnetized by
Without
that. Is that correct?
You bet. That is exactly right. We're all magnets, and you will attract to you those experiences in life, health, financial security, freedom, if you will, liberation. Your goals will be met. It might not come the way you think, but they'll come to you the more you have those thoughts. You're a magnet, so you will draw to that. The only thing is you've got to be very careful of not dirtying that thought with fear and limitation. Know that it'll come in God's time, not our time, in God's time. But it will come to you. Just keep the faith, keep the trust, keep that magnet energized. There you go.
You know, I met you at GATE.
Yes, that was the global GATE. Oh, my gosh.
I interviewed you on the red carpet at GATE, and for those who don't know what that is, that's the Global Alliance for Transformational Entertainment, run by John Ratz, Jim...
two producers.
Eckhart Tolle and Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey. Mm-hmm.
Right. And that was phenomenal. I mean, I loved the idea of that and what was possible using entertainment for transformation. But I remember you so distinctly because twice, and I met many people on that red carpet, but only two of you, you and Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith.
Yes.
The moment you came towards me, I felt surrounded by a field of love. Incredible, the charisma and love that you hold, James. So I just
thank
want
you.
To acknowledge that and also ask you about that. It was profound, that energy. And as someone who does this for a living, the interviewing and so forth, I'm very sensitive to that.
Sure, of course. Of course. I think that we're all energy. We're all that envelope of love. As I said before, I'm repeating myself, but love is that energy which is expansive. It expands. And I think it's important as we live on this earth that we get to try the best we can. Every step we take, we should be responsible. So when you go, like every day, this is a good one, Debbie, every day people should, when they meet other people, realize that the person you're going to meet is a teacher or a student of yours. They're either a teacher or a student. They're going to teach you something about yourself, they're going to mirror something about yourself, or they're going to give you new insights into something. So really, that art of discovery is fantastic. And I think that we have to be the best we can be for other people. We have to have compassion, try to demonstrate compassion. At least for me personally, I try to walk my talk. What good are my words if I don't walk it? So I try to walk my talk, and I try to create a lovely space that people will enjoy and people will love. And I think we have to change the energy, and that's part of our reason for being light workers down here. So everybody can do that. I do simple things, like if I call a company for a credit card problem and I get somebody on the phone and they say, hello, how are you today? And I said, I'm good. What part of India are you in? Oh, I'm in Philadelphia. I said, you're not in Philadelphia. You're in India. And they have to get away from their script. And they're like, oh. And where do you work? And do you have a family? And I get to this personal connection, this human connection, if you will. And after about 5 minutes, they almost cry. They're so happy that I've taken the time to validate that sense of connection that we all have. And after a while, they say, I can't tell you what it's done for my day. Thank you for making my day. And I think we all have to do that. Whether we go to Starbucks and compliment somebody, we change the energy, just bring love to somebody. We all need that love. And there's a rippling effect, you know. When you give it to someone else, they'll give it to somebody else and so forth and so on. I think that's why we're here. And then when we graduate, we go back home to the spirit world, hopefully we'll look back at our lives down here with our life review. We'll look back and we'll say, wow, I lived a good life. I did a decent thing. The world is different than when I first found it. The earth is a different place than it might. It might still be screwed up in its own way, but our impact will have something different. I think that's what the goal should be for everyone.
Our impact can make a difference. Absolutely. Yeah, kindness is a great way to lead today in a time when there is really a lot of room for more kindness. Well, we're going to take a break. This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. You can join me on Twitter. Find me at my name, Debbie Dashinger, D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R. Stay right there. I'll be right back.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Radiant Skincare is located on the west side of Los Angeles, and it's the best skin and body care clinic to pamper yourself. Services are for men and women. Radiant Skincare offers the latest in techniques and products. Your face and body are in the best hands. You'll love what they do. Check Yelp for rave reviews about Molly at Radiant Skincare. Be sure to try their endermology treatments. They are cellulite treatments. That's their specialty. Endermology reduces your body's dimpling and fat accumulation. It beautifully contours and smooths out any cellulite and fatty areas on your body. Call Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554. Go to Radiant Skincare, located at 1700 Westwood Boulevard in Los Angeles, and get the best skin and body treatments available today. With rave Yelp reviews, call 310-696-9554. And mention Dare to Dream Radio to get 25% off. That's Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dashinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Life is good. We feel it. In you is such a beauty and a power and a love that can never die. It's always there. It's inviolate. And though it may be covered up by experience temporarily, it's real. And we're here to uncover that destiny and allow it to shine according to our unique patterns as individual expressions of God. Life is good and all is well, yes? Life is good and all is well, yes? You feel it?
As a reminder, you can always email me about the radio show. Everybody's there and we'll always get back to you. It's daretodreamradio@gmail.com. Let us know how you like today's show, anything you'd like to see in the future, and how your dreams are coming along. As a reminder, I'm interviewing James Van Prague right now. You can find out more about him at vanprague.com and also vanprague.com/powerofLove. James, you recently launched an online school. It's called the James Van Prague School of Mystical Arts. I love that, mystical arts.
Hey, thank you. It took me a while.
Tell me, what do you offer? What do you teach?
Well, it was really a school that I wanted to. I wanted to be my legacy, and it is. It's mm-hmm. my legacy. It's everything that I have worked very hard in these 35 years for people to learn, because I'm a teacher as well. And it's for people who want to know more about perhaps mediumship, what I do, and I have certification courses, psychic intuition courses. I also do one called the 28 Days to Total Transformation. So it is transformational mm-hmm. courses, very incredible, enhancing your intuition. All different programs about meditation, how to meditation tools, how to communicate with the spirit world. I have free meditations on there. I have so many, of course, about grief, personal growth, all different types of things. So about love, unconditional love, receiving love, how to receive love, how to work with your spirit guides, how to attract a soulmate. So all different programs that, and it's online. It's www.jvpschoolofmysticalarts.com. And yeah, people should go and check it out and see what resonates, because that's where I'm really putting a lot of my effort now. And the spirit world, my guides, have really been working on this for over 10 years. And this has been 2 years in the making for me, because I had to get the right people. As you know, you want to have the right people around you as far as producers. Yep. And so I finally got that. So I love it. I create these courses. Right now I'm working on a healing course, and I'm going to be interviewing a lady who was the last surviving female of Auschwitz. And she's also a psychologist, and she's 90 years old, and it's all about the healing. And this is very interesting. She was the last person in the camps that they found that they were able to liberate. That's my phone going off. And And it's all about her healing. It's how she was able to get through that experience. When they liberated the camps, they saw these bodies there, and they saw this one hand come up from this mound of these bodies, and it was her hand coming up. And what it was they took her out, and she was alive. And she said she used to be a dancer. And she used to dance with Dr. Mengele. And she said she lived because he gave her an extra piece of bread because she danced for him. And she's just an incredible lady. So she's going to talk all about healing in this course. I'm going to have her in the course with me. And she's written many books, a couple books about, you know, living your power. Her new book, The Choice, is coming out at the end of this year, The Choice, Embrace the Possibilities. So she's one of us, I guess you'd say. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm working on right now, the healing course. There's a lot of different types of courses on this.
So I'm the daughter, no accident, of course. I am the daughter of a Holocaust survivor.
Are
and
you?
I would love to listen to that. When is that conversation?
That'll be available probably in July. It'll be in July probably available.
And best to follow you on your website?
Yes, the website and email. They just put your email address on the website, and that's about, we notify everybody when there's a new course. I do a lot of Facebook Lives for the course of the school. I do online. I do like called Zoom, you know, video where you can actually see
me.
And we have, you know, discussions together. And I'm very active in the school. I'm very, very active. So that's how people can find out about it. Just register your email on vanprog.com and you'll find out about it. Or go to the school page and register your email. Either way.
Okay.
And something very interesting. We're also working this week. We're going to be filming a company that works with energy, shows energy on a machine. And they can show how the aura changes when you think of love or you think of fear.
Mm.
And you'll change the colors and the density of the energy. And there's actually a machine that can record that and show it to people. So we're working with a company called SciTech, and we're working with them this week to film that. So what the healing energy looks like. So I'm trying all these different things, and I think people find it fascinating.
Oh, absolutely. And I love when science and metaphysics get married, or epigenetics and science and things like this, where we can actually start seeing real-life proof of what we already know intuitively is going on, what we can feel inside of ourselves. Science starts to say, yes, indeed, this is so.
It's very exciting.
Very, very exciting.
My next
what kind
I'm
of ritual
right
or practice? Oh, sorry, James?
I was going to say, it's funny you say that, because the book that I'm proposing right now to send to my publisher is the next book. It's called Two Worlds, When Science and Spirit Meet in the Middle. So, you're very psychic, Debbie.
This is lovely, and it's very timely. I really think this is one of the great ways to heal people right now, and especially naysayers, or even better, those who are walking that fine line that somewhere deep inside of them, they somehow feel the truth, but they live another truth on the outside, and then they start reading a book like the one you're talking about proposing, or seeing the evidence you're starting to do with this new technology company, and suddenly it's okay. It's okay to give up the goat and just say, okay, I'm starting to see that this actually exists. I'm starting to see that there is another way. Full steam ahead. Full steam ahead. Yay on that book.
Thank you. I got to, because it's like you said, time is right. And it's very, very interesting how things are coming together, from the two worlds coming together. I want to say, this comes into my head a lot, and I just want to say this. It comes into my head right now, this past hour, that people have to realize when in life, when things are very difficult in their lives, like you said earlier that you had, and I loved it, what you call it, the birth canal, the life, you had the way you said it was great. You described it, the big ticket items, you said. And sometimes it can be very hard for people, lessons. If we remember that we're souls going through this school called the School of Earth, but, you know, the soul comes and learns many different types of things. Each soul learns differently. But the hardest lessons in life are the ones that seem the most difficult. So, and a lot of times it's with the family members, okay, or the big ticket items, that the hardest lessons are the ones we grow from the most. So people should realize that, just have that perspective, that the hardest lessons we go through are the ones that our soul is growing the most from. Okay? How to say that.
So thank you. That feels really apropos. So big ticket items, the soul is called into this huge growth, or and having to go through the birth canal, as they
canal.
Say,
right.
Yeah, they say that waiting in the hallway is hell. You know, stuff doesn't happen till the next door opens, but waiting in the hallway is hell. So while that's going on for people, they're grieving or this big upheaval or there's some kind of trauma, loss, change, and it feels like they're trying to navigate waters. And their soul is actually being called into a new level of beingness, let's say. What can they do to get through that hallway, to get through that birth canal during the difficult, challenging times, to be kind and loving, to be present, to allow these changes to take place?
So don't. What you want to do is don't hold on to it. Don't hold it. Let it flow, because everything change is movement, and life is movement. So we're energy constantly moving, moving, changing all the time. Cells live and die every day. Same thing with us. So we're going through the fluidity of it. Change, change, change. Stop holding on to certain things, and stop giving attention to that which you don't need to give attention to. You know, those sorts of things. You need to just focus on yourself as a soul having this human experience. This isn't who you are. You're just here temporarily. But it's as much how much love are you giving to this situation, the project you're working on? How much is it? Are you being true to yourself? Are you not being true to yourself? When we're genuine and authentic with ourselves, doors open up left and right. You know, they really do. But we have to realize that we're also learning here. This is our schoolroom. So the soul schoolroom, there might be some difficult lessons to learn. But, again, those are the ones we grow from the most. And lessons, by the way, for our soul can be lessons from, we can call them karma or karmic obligations from other soul groups like our family or friends or partners. Definitely we bring that from other lifetimes. We come back and we have to learn and understand it from another lifetime and try to work through those far distant memories of other lifetimes. To work through them, bring love to them, and healing. So it's a lot going on for us down here.
Yes. This is Dare to Dream, James. What are you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams or goals?
Well, you know, one of my biggest dreams was really to reach as many people as I could with opening them up. As you have very similar dreams, of course, but except yours has wine involved, which I love that. I might go with you.
Anytime you're invited.
I love that. That's a good one. But I think like years ago I wanted to get to a lot of people on this earth and just give them that option of opening up to the sense of who they are, that learning that there's no such thing as death, that they're a soul, teaching them. So that's really what it is. And the school I'm doing is really doing that. The school is teaching them. My books are teaching them. So that's really what it is. It's just that's really what it's about to me. And opening up as many people as possible. That's really what I dream. And drinking with you. That's my next dream.
I love that. Well, cheers, and seriously, anytime, because I do love wine. And if you could say anything to your 16-year-old self, James, go back and say anything and whisper in your 16-year-old self's ear, what would you say?
I would say, you have the power. Just believe.
Well, again, the name of his new book is The Power of Love. And you can go to James' website at vanprague.com or vanprague.com/powerofLove. Thank you so much for coming on the show today, James. It's been a real honor.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's been beautiful. And I'm going to end today's show with this quote from James's new book, The Power of Love. And the quote is this: get into a ritual every day to align your energy. Make an attempt to sit in the stillness of your being, even if it is only for 5 minutes. Imagine a green light emanating from your beautiful heart, and let this loving green light surround the entire atmosphere around you. Be mindful that Mother Earth is like a magnet, and she will pull energies from your auric field that are not in harmony with your soul being. As you visualize this, the power of love for yourself increases. You will notice a difference immediately. The more love you feel, the more energies that are detrimental to your spiritual health will be released. You can subscribe to my international and inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And if it's time for you to take your book that you've written and become a guaranteed international bestseller, do it, do it, do it. It's your time to have a voice. Go to mybestsellerbook.com and find out more information, as well as debbiedashinger.com. Share this radio show with your friends and those you know who will love and get so much out of it. Thank you for joining me today on Dare to Dream.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change.